Another look as we begin this morning at the Trayvon Martin case. Florida is among 21 states with a so-called Stand Your Ground law. The self-defense law extends a long-observed right in America to defend life and property when attacked on one's own property. Stand Your Ground laws and others like it suggest that the ground a citizen is standing on, wherever it is just like a plot of ground in their own front yard that can be defended with deadly force at the discretion of the citizen. The law in Florida has been cited as the reason why a neighborhood watch captain has not been arrested in the shooting death of the unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. The Justice Department and the FBI have opened a civil rights investigation. The local prosecutor has convened a grand jury to determine whether to charge George Zimmerman, the man at the center of the case. And yesterday, Seminole County State Attorney Norm Wolfinger announced a grand jury will investigate the shooting next month as well. State lawmakers, meanwhile, are calling for an inquiry into the self-defense law at the center of the case. And at the center of all that is our next guest, Florida State Representative Dennis Baxley, one of the original Republican sponsors of the Stand Your Ground legislation in the Florida House of Representatives. Representative Baxley, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, John.
Let me ask you one quick question. It's been alleged on this program and in a lot of news reports that the National Rifle Association actually wrote this law or a draft of this law. Were you working from an NRA draft?
This draft did have similar legislation from the NRA circulated, but the primary emphasis of this was following a number of hurricanes. We had an incident in the Panhandle where a gentleman for several months didn't know if he was going to be charged when he was defending himself in an RV where he was staying on the property to ward off looters of his property. And he did shoot an intruder, and there was several months. And I was of the view, and so was Senator Peden, that that shouldn't be the situation, that Florida, we should have a law that clearly delineates that you have a right to protect yourself from harm. And that was the substance. It did subsequently go to 26 more states, so it's really self-defense law that is in over half the country at this point.
Then why not specify, if that was the original intent, that this be the case in cases of hurricane sort of recovery where a property delineation isn't clear and there's a state of chaos and law enforcement is impeded in some way? That certainly wasn't the case at this gated community in Sanford.
Well, this was the catalytic event, and let me say that in my opinion, there is nothing in this self-defense statute that authorizes anybody to pursue and confront other people. As far as I'm concerned, anyone who does that has stepped outside the coverage of this statute, and I think that would be the defining thing that could come out of this unfortunate adverse incident, is that that clarity, I think it's been misapplied.
The justifiable homicide numbers in the state of Florida have tripled since this law was passed. Do you understand, in some sense, how an individual like George Zimmerman might believe that this law, whether it's true or not, might believe that this law was actually protecting him in pursuing what he considered to be a suspicious character?
Well, I think that's inappropriate, whatever he did, and obviously it ended in a terrible result. And the Martin family is suffering from this experience. And I do not think it has to do with this statute. I think it simply has to do with an overzealous crime watch captain who thought he had the authority to pursue and confront people when, in fact, he does not. And then also, the law enforcement had specifically told him not to. And this is why I think it's a good thing that this has come to grand jury. It will be clarified. The numbers that you talk about, there's also matching data that shows that we've had a dramatic decrease in violent crime. And so the numbers that you talk about are actually an indication that in those situations where people have decided to defend themselves, the perpetrator became the loser in that situation instead of creating another victim of rape, maim, or death.
We're talking with Dennis Baxley, Florida State Representative, Republican, who helped to sponsor the Stand Your Ground legislation in the Florida House of Representatives. Yet the decline in violent crime preceded the passage of this law and is a long-term trend in the United States. I guess I'm wondering if law enforcement officials, and there's a wide consensus in Florida that laws like this actually do encourage people to take inappropriate actions, as you've described them, Isn't that an argument against this sort of law?
That consensus is, Mr. John, because in fact this was not controversial in the Florida House. It was unanimous in the Florida Senate, and only about 20 members of the Florida House voted against it. And every week I get thanked for this bill as saving someone's life. So I think it's been very successful in sparing lives.
All right. So if you
what happens if you empower people to stop bad things from happening, violent things from happening, they will. And so we are part of that statistic of ever-decreasing violent crime rate.
All right. If you personally are thanked for saving lives as a result of this law, I'm wondering if you've heard the 911 call on the Trayvon Martin case. And I'm wondering if you bear any responsibility for what happened in that incident, if you're going to take the credit for the other side.
No, I don't, because as I say, there's nothing in the statute that empowers a person to where he has stepped out of the realm of this statute is when he is pursuing and confronting. And that obviously is going to elevate an incident of violence. And I think he's going to find that he's not covered under this statute. And if this is one good thing that could come out of this incident is clarifying, this is strictly a self-defense statute. If you go out and accelerate an event and cause it to happen, then you can't claim coverage of this. Is for law-abiding citizens who are doing nothing wrong, and they're in their home or in their car or somewhere they have a right to be, and they are overtly attacked by some other party. And to assume otherwise, that you can go around brandishing and intimidating and be covered under this law, absolutely not.
All right, then it really puzzles me as to why this individual wasn't prosecuted, why law enforcement didn't apprehend him when he was actually in contact with police in a 911 call where police discouraged him from actually following. Florida State Representative Dennis Baxley, what's your answer to that question? Why the delay in arrest or prosecution or even an investigation?
Well, I think that is the direction of the grand jury's inquiry. We need to look at a broader picture, not just the moment when this firearm was fired, but we need to look at the broader picture. What was he doing? Why was he there? Why did he get out of a vehicle when he was instructed not to pursue, not to confront, and he contended to do that?
I'm asking something different, though. Why
did the police department make the judgment they did? And I think that needs to be the focus of this inquiry.
I think that's
a
big
question.
And I
think it is going to be the problem.
Do you, in hindsight, at all think that it's a bad idea for the NRA to be writing legislation for communities which have very different concerns and different issues regarding ethnicities, race, and community tensions?
I'm a big supporter of states' rights, and that's why I think each state has to debate and evaluate and change the language to whatever they need to do. But I have many constituents who are members of the NRA. Aren't they allowed to contribute to this debate?
No, certainly they're allowed to. It's just the NRA writing the bill. I think that's the concern.
Well, I don't think it's that specific. I think that it reflects the self-defense desires of protection that people feel like they need in this state. And if they're simply the vehicle to help us develop the right language, that's a contributing. Anybody could amend that on the floor at any time in any committee. So
Representative
that's just
Baxley,
the beginning point.
We're gonna stop there. We've run out of time. But thank you very much for joining us on the Takeaway. Florida State Representative Dennis Baxley, original sponsor of the Stand Your Ground legislation passed in 2005 in the Florida House of Representatives. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.